Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
All right, welcome to the Buzz Archive Friday, and where are we going back to here? I think it's 2017 when this originally aired, and Laura is joining me this morning because the subject matter deals with something that is back in the news this week. It was the disappearance of Maura Murray, which happened back in 2004, right? 2004?
Yeah, February 2004, where she crashed in North Haverhill, New Hampshire, and
disappeared. Why was it in the news again this week? Because we're going to talk to, this is an interview with Maggie Freeling, who is doing an investigative series on it, the disappearance of Maura Murray. We thought, it's back in the news, let's put this case back out there.
Right.
What is the breaking news?
The FBI has created a violent criminal apprehension profile for Maura Murray. So her sister, Julie, has come out and said, you know, the Attorney General's office contacted her this week to share this new alert. It's a way, I guess, for multiple agencies in different jurisdictions to share the information, which you would have thought would have happened years ago.
Right.
But they never, the FBI had never created this profile for Maura Murray, which could lead you to, if bones are found in Vermont or if they're found in Massachusetts, then that information would go out. Just last year, there were bone fragments found at the base of Loon Mountain. Come to find out, obviously, they weren't identified and belonging to Maura Murray. But the way this agency, the FBI, will work in the situations, like I said, different jurisdictions from different states will get Maura Murray's info and maybe have some closure in this case.
Yeah, it's crazy. This is an interview with investigative journalist Maggie Freeling talking about the Maura Murray case, and it's today's Archive Friday.
Now, it's back to the buzz.
All right. Thank you. Back in 2004, a big news story throughout New England about the disappearance of a young woman that has never been solved. And they still, it's a cold case. And we're about to be joined by a woman who's an investigative journalist who's part of a series devoted to it. The disappearance of Maura Murray. Just put her through. Ladies and gentlemen, say good morning to Maggie Freeling, an investigative journalist taking part in a new Oxygen series, a six-part television event on Oxygen called The Disappearance of Maura Murray. Now, this happened back in, I think, 2004, right here in New Hampshire on a road I was driving over this past weekend. I was on Route 112 in North Haverhill and Haverhill, New Hampshire, so it's kind of creepy. But Maggie, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. Now, I remember the story of Maura Murray. When I see your picture, you'll go, oh, yeah.
Everybody in New Hampshire, it really struck a chord here.
Yeah. What I didn't know, Maggie, is that it really kind of became an intriguing story for conspiracy theorists and people like that. Why? What was it about this case?
Yeah. So, you know, as we're in the process of looking at other cases as well, the thing about this case is that a lot of times you might have a body or they were last seen with somebody or you know what they were doing, so you can kind of follow that lead. And with Maura, we don't have any of that. So the doors are really left wide open for just tons of people to theorize about what could have happened. We don't know where she was going. She didn't tell anybody where she was going. There is no body leading to a murder or something like that. So it's possible she ran away. So we just don't know really anything.
See, and I wonder this when it happened, but also, I mean, this happened just as social media was kind of beginning, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's a whole different world now with social media and people's willingness to talk, but I thought, did she run away? And you were given rare access to her family for this project, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Were there problems? I mean, I don't know. If I did know, I forgot. Were there problems with the family that would have made them thought maybe she did just leave of her own free will?
I think one of the main problems was initially, you know, as we started to go into this case, we realized that Maura was having some problems in her life. you know, it, we have to remember she was a 21-year-old girl. So, and any 21-year-old kid, myself too, you know, we all have problems. She had a bunch that were really compounding on top of her. She was almost kicked out of West Point. She chose to transfer herself, so she wasn't kicked out. She got in a car accident with her dad and totaled his car 2 days before she disappeared. So that was certainly a huge stressor. We find out more about the boyfriend, that he wasn't really the greatest person. So we don't really know what was going on between the two of them, but that was probably a stressor too.
Yeah.
You know, so the family knew all of this. And I think right away in the investigation, their possible first thought too was, oh my gosh, did Maura try and get away from all of this? Either, you know, by suicide or running away.
This is
anybody would think that.
Yeah, this is investigative journalist Maggie Freeling. Oxygen's six-part event series, The Disappearance of Maura Murray, airs Saturdays. Go ahead, Scotty.
Always, are you still getting leads? Or is it just something where just it went cold?
So it did go cold for a little bit, but we have been getting a ton of leads. I get a ton to my email, and we pass them all on to the state police, who are doing a really great job at re-looking into this.
Let's just say, if she was not kidnapped, it would be very difficult for someone to never be found, right? I mean, that's extremely unusual.
Yes. And in the episode that we just had, episode 3, we talked to an expert who has tried to fake her own death and disappear herself, and she said, especially for a 21-year-old girl, that would be nearly impossible. She would want to contact her family. Her mother was dying of cancer. For her to not show up to the funeral would be almost unheard of.
Yeah. I remember the story, and I remember thinking, oh, she probably took off. Refresh my memory, Maggie. So they find the car, but there's no damage to it, and there's no real evidence of any struggle. Do I remember that correctly?
Yeah, there was a little damage because she did spin out and hit a snowbank, but there was no evidence of a struggle. It was not a crime scene initially. It was just a, this person was probably drinking, ran away from the scene, they'll come and collect their car tomorrow. And as Art has said, that happens all the time.
Yeah, and do we, what's the biggest, and you've researched this for years since it happened back in 2004, what's the most common theory that you hear, or maybe the most outlandish theory that you've heard?
Well, the most outlandish has certainly been alien abductions. But, you know, I think ever since James Renner's book came out, a lot of people really believe that she is living another life in Canada. And, you know, that's, I think, one of those difficult ones to prove. I mean, the police have looked into that, and there just is no trail. So.
Yeah.
Do you think, by saying that she could be living in Canada on her own free will or not?
Yeah, so James Renner's theory is that it is on her own free will. You know, something that we do think is very possible that people haven't really looked into is that she is a Jane Doe somewhere across the country, because the system for finding people and identifying missing persons with Jane and John Doe's is really broken in our country.
Right.
So it is very possible that Maura is in a morgue somewhere and has yet to be identified.
Yeah.
Was her family, when you decided you're going to put together the six-part television series, did they not want to relive this, or was it a good thing to get it back out there that maybe more clues will come in?
Yeah. You know, they really want the attention on this. I think they were excited for this. They were definitely a little worried because of past attention that they had gotten in the book from James had just come out, and that wasn't so great for them. Mm-hmm. But I think that they trusted us, especially because of Art. And they knew that the work the company had done, and they were definitely excited to get this kind of attention.
I have to, you know, as an investigative journalist, Maggie, this is Maggie Freeling, who's working on the disappearance of Maura Murray on Oxygen. When you look at, like, the Netflix series, The Making of a Murder, you know, where they basically, they take a case, whether it's a cold case or whatever, they come forward with all this evidence or lack of evidence. It's got to be interesting from your perspective as an investigative journalist. Are you hoping that, you know, by doing this and getting it back out there, it spawns the same kind of interest, which could lead to more clues and hopefully a resolution?
Absolutely, and that's why we did this. We really think that this can lead to something. And by the emails that I've gotten from people, I do think that is going to happen.
I think about the parents, and I think about the family and how all these years, when they have to not only deal with the fact that their child has disappeared, then they have to, and I use the word suffer intentionally, they have to suffer all of the theories, right? I mean, all of the crazy theories that they have to hear and never get any resolution. I can't even imagine the depth of their pain.
Yep. Yeah, it is very, very hard. And that's the thing to a lot of people. This is a game and this is fun. And they'll call the family with tips and the amount of psychics that call them. And people just forget this is a real family really suffering. And every time somebody calls them with some crazy lead, it gives them hope again. And it's really painful.
Why do you think they chose to talk to you, Maggie? Because they haven't talked to a lot of people, correct?
No, exactly. They haven't. You know, and that I would give credit to Art. Art really made that connection with Fred about almost 2 years ago at this point. And Fred really trusted him, and that opened that door.
Well, I mean, I'd love to see it get. I'd love to see it get resolved. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you do? Any resistance from police or authorities to talk to you when they've dealt with this case? You know, it was such a long time ago.
Yes, there was a little bit, especially because it's an open investigation. There's a lot of stuff they cannot talk about. But as you'll see in the next episode, that changes a bit.
Wow. Great. Well, excellent. It's great to talk to you, Maggie. Appreciate it. Very interested in the series. It's on Oxygen on Saturday nights, and it's called Disappearance of Maura Murray, a local story here in New England. Great to talk to you, Maggie. Thanks for coming on today with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Yeah. I think of the parents, you know, her parents and the closure. I just don't know how. I don't know how someone can disappear.
Yeah, I know.
When people are looking. I don't know if it's. I know it happens. I know it happens, but it's rare.
Yeah.
Where someone doesn't get found out.
That's. Now, like I said, I've been on the story and reading the story. She was my age, you know, so as soon as it happened at 21 years old, and then you read more into it, okay, there was three neighbors or three people that
talked to her.
One, like a school bus driver, was on his way home from work or was stopped and talked to her, and she said, don't call the police. I called AAA already. So, and then he still called the police, and by the time the cops got there, which was not that long after the crash had happened,
she was gone. Yeah.
And you know, her credit cards were gone and her cell phone was gone, but her AAA card was still in the car, and so wasn't the booze that she had bought earlier. They saw the video of the liquor store, and she had taken out $280 cash, and there's so many things that weren't answered. I don't know. It's just
it's
awful. Sad to think of what
somebody somewhere knows something. Somebody knows something.
Mm-hmm.
So watch the show or let people know if you can. So, all right, there you go. Thank you, Laura. We are going to be back on Monday, so we will see you then. Thanks for checking out the Buzz 24/7 Archive Friday. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.